Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. In many cities around the world, public transit includes trains. Millions of people take public rail cars to get to and from work or just to get around town. And with that many people using a very public mode of transportation, rail cars are targets for attack. Also, when accidents happen, like the head-on collision between two trains in my neighborhood just a week or so back, many, many people can be injured and killed. So the question becomes, is there a safe or safer place to sit on a rail car? And the answer is, yes, there is. You want to sit in the back of the train. You want the car at the back end or as close as you can. Now, of course, this is no guarantee of safety, but it should increase your chances of survival. And here are the reasons why. Terrorists usually plant their explosives in the front or middle of the train. So why is that? They want to hit as many people as possible and cause a pileup for as much devastation as possible. Taking out the end is not as effective as the front or the middle. You know, if you take out the end, you just drag the train to a stop. If you take out the front, you create an instant barrier that everything piles into. Also, in the event of an accident, like what happened with the recent head-on collision in my neighborhood, the people closest to the front were the ones that were the most injured. The people in the end cars were tossed around quite a bit, but the end cars even stayed on the track. Only the front and middle cars were derailed. Those in the back cars sustained far fewer injuries. But, you know, as with all things, there are attacks on trains that affect you no matter where you sit. Now, for example, there was a sarin nerve gas attack on the subway system in Japan back in 1995. And according to a Wikipedia summary, the domestic terrorists, and I'll quote here, released sarin gas on several lines of the Tokyo Metro, killing at least a dozen people, severely injuring 50, and causing temporary vision problems for nearly 1,000 others. Now, in that case, it didn't matter where you were sitting on the train. In fact, it even affected people that were on the platforms. They weren't even in the trains. But the rule of thumb is that when you use a public rail system, try to sit as far back as possible. It's no guarantee of survival, but it should increase your chances. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.